Sefer HaMitzvos is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvos. Are you ready? Great! Today in Sefer HaMitzvos, we learn about Yom Kippur. We don't only learn one mitzvah about Yom Kippur, we learn 4 mitzvahs. The first mitzvah is a mitzvah aseh, a mitzvah that we need to do something. This mitzvah is that we need to rest on Yom Kippur. That doesn't mean to rest in bed and take a nap. It means to rest from doing the kinds of work that are called a melacha. That means resting from doing things like cooking, or coloring, or turning on the light. So we can do this mitzvah by resting from work on Yom Kippur. The second mitzvah is a mitzvah loisase, a mitzvah about something we are not allowed to do. We are not allowed to do work that is called melacha on Yom Kippur. The third mitzvah for today is called Inuyim. Can you say Inuyim? Good! Inuyim are ways to make ourselves not so comfortable. On most days, we do lots of things to make ourselves comfortable. We eat food when we are hungry and take a drink when we are thirsty. We wear comfy shoes on our feet. We put on cream to make our skin soft and smooth. We take a bath to feel cozy and clean. But on Yom Kippur, we do Inuyim. Adults and kids that already had their bar or bas mitzvah don't eat or drink, even if they are hungry or thirsty. We don't wear leather shoes, which are the most comfortable kind of shoes. We don't smear on cream to make our skin feel nice. We don't take a bath or a shower or play in the water. We even wash negelwasser only halfway. That is how we do this mitzvah, keeping the Inuyim on Yom Kippur. The last mitzvah for today is the mitzvah that we are not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. This is a mitzvah for mommies and tatties, and for boys and girls that are older than bar or bas mitzvah. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvahs! That's great!